You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are finishing out our neutrality series. Thank you so much for all of you who have reached out to me about this series and asked questions and processed it and really tried to adhere to the idea of the importance of neutrality. So I'm really excited and encouraged by all of the feedback that I've gotten. So I appreciate y'all, as always. Not that that's new. Really quick little public service announcement. Huge thank you to everyone who attended the Corewell workshop this last Friday. And that was a 4-hour CEU course, really involved and invested participants. We had really, really helpful conversation and dialogue, and it was just a really encouraging time. So thank you for all of you that attended. I wanted to let the rest of you know, Joseph, who owns Corewell, is so invested and excited about CCPT. He is making February CCPT month for Corewell. And he is writing articles and promoting and marketing and doing all kinds of push to all of the mental health industries about CCPT and featuring CCPT as the entire month of February for all of the CEUs. So huge shout out to Corewell and Joseph and Katie and the team there. He is really, truly supportive and invested in CCPT. He sees the value of it. He knows that you all are hungry for it. And so many, many more trainings to come. We're actively talking on maybe 7 or 8, maybe more, maybe up to 10 different courses that we're going to be putting out soon. So I'm really excited. Corewell is going to be a huge partner for us to spread the word about CCPT all over the world for people who are looking for continuing education credits. So really excited about that. Okay, so we're going to finish out the neutrality series. We have talked a lot about the benefits of neutrality, the importance of neutrality, Roger's take on neutrality, ways that we can be mindful of remaining neutral in sessions. We've kind of processed quite a bit together. But one of my coaching participants, Lee in the UK, had a homework assignment. They all had a homework assignment this week, which was to send me a list of must-have characteristics for CCPTs. So she sent me her must-have list, and then attached to it was just something that she wrote about what it means to be a CCPT, what it means to be wholly child-centered, and what it is to be, in other words, I am CCPT. I asked permission. She said that she was fully supportive of me sharing this. And I don't really know a more effective and helpful way to close out this series than to just let these words fall. And if we can be, as she describes in what I'm about to read, there's neutrality, there's congruence, there's acceptance, there's relationship. And that's what we're about. It's about neutrally accepting, loving, and being congruent to preserve the relationship. And I think what she wrote just completely embodies that. So I want to read the entirety of what she wrote. And we'll just kind of let this fall and then send me an email, shoot me a message and let me know what your thoughts are. Brenna@thekidcounselor.com if you don't know that already. By the way, if you're new and maybe you don't know that, there are always new listeners. Welcome. Really glad you're here. Thank you so much for being interested in CCPT. I highly recommend you go back and start at episode 1. And I know, yes, there are 250 plus episodes, but I promise you it's worth it. It's a seminal training starting from the ground up. So if you have not listened from the beginning, I really highly encourage you to do that. And it will make all of this make so much more sense. So welcome. This is one of the most incredible podcast audiences in the world. And I'm really glad that you're here. So looking forward to you hanging on with us for those of us that have been around a while. Okay, so let me read Lee's comments. As a child-centered play therapist, I'm okay with not knowing why a child just stacked 7 dinosaurs and declared them spaghetti. I walk away from the playroom knowing I will never have all the pieces, but I'm okay with that. I remain utterly unfazed when an entire bucket of Legos is upturned, when Play-Doh meets the carpet, and when someone has just mixed up all my pipe cleaners in with the paint. I see an entire roll of sellotape unraveled across the room as an important part of a superhero's journey, rather than wasteful. I believe all materials have a purpose, even if that purpose is currently wrapped around my shoe. I never need to win, because my real skill lies in losing with a neutral face. Even when being obliterated at Jenga, I can withstand bumps, knocks, and the occasional rogue foam sword attack, as pain is temporary, but play is forever. I accept going on lunch dates with a dress code that requires me to come as a dragon in a tutu, as dignity is overrated. Composure is key, so I keep my nerve, fiercely protecting the relationship, even when there is a Nerf gun at my forehead. That said, ducking is always an acceptable option. I hear everything you need to tell me, even when you don't say a word for nearly an hour. I can play pop-up pirate on repeat, maintaining the enthusiasm of the first round. I am the eye of the storm, even when the storm wrecks my room just minutes before my next client. I can join you in your delight as the last drop of all my paint, glue, and glitter is finally emptied onto one rather small paper plate. I hold a child's trust like gold, knowing it takes time, patience, and many rounds of hide-and-seek. I can enter unknown, narrative territories without hesitation, as fear is for those who have never been a dragon's sidekick. I believe in the possibility of transforming absolutely nothing into absolutely everything. I know that hippos can be helicopters. I accept every child, no matter their mood, their story, or the fact that they just told me I look older than World War II. I understand that silence is not empty. I hear the words you haven't said yet. I believe every feeling matters, even messy, complicated, glitter-covered ones. There is no competition in the world where every child feels like a winner, but there is a playroom where anything is possible. Interpretation can be optional, but acceptance is essential. Mess is temporary, even glitter. Play is powerful. A playroom is not just a space, but a world of possibility, healing, and transformation. No matter how deep they go, I will journey with them in their feelings. I am prepared to cry for them. I'm prepared to feel their hurt, their fear, and their chaos. Not because I can change their feelings or take away their pain, but because I am a child-centered play therapist. And I will be with them. And if you aren't touched by that, I don't know what you could feel that would make you more emotional. This is why we are child-centered play therapists. Because we remain neutral when anyone else in the world wouldn't. We remain accepting when anyone else in the world wouldn't. We love kids when anyone else in the world wouldn't. And we know what's going on, even when we don't know what's going on. The beauty and the simplicity of child-centered play therapy in all of its glory is represented in those words. We just get to be with kids. What an incredibly special gift. And in the midst of it all, we work hard. It's simple, but it isn't easy. We work hard, and our kids work hard. And sometimes we have to increase our neutrality. Sometimes we have to increase our congruence. Sometimes we have to increase our acceptance. But no matter what, with the relationship at the heart of everything we do, kids heal, and they become better versions of themselves. So I hope that that encourages you the way that it did me. Lee, truly thank you. I might print that out and have it framed somewhere where I can look at it. if that doesn't just encapsulate everything about what we do and the power of it, it makes my heart happy to read those words. So to each and every one of you, we're wrapping up our neutrality series. This is the importance of being with kids in all of it, in the messy and the crazy and the confusing and the exciting and the joy and the tears and the bloodshed and all of it. There is such power in being with kids and being CCPT. I love y'all. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.